Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue in the devotional journal, Watch Your Mouth, Choosing Words Which Honor Christ, we're looking at the topic of choosing worthy words. Just one more topic in this book tomorrow, and we'll wrap this series up and see where God takes us next. But the scripture that I used as the lead-in for this specific devotion comes out of Jeremiah, and it's God giving these instructions that if his spokesman, if those who speak on his behalf, or at least claim to speak on his behalf, would use worthy words and not unworthy ones, that he would allow them to speak for him, that he would draw them back to himself, that he would have them stand, and the people would turn to them, but they were not to turn to the people. It's an interesting phrase. It really talks about choosing words which have worth, which have value. As I thought about that, it's as a preacher, teacher, writer, words are a valuable commodity. I weigh my words carefully. Doesn't mean I always choose the right ones, but I give it a lot of intentional effort. But most importantly, I spend time in prayer asking God to refine my words, to fill my mind with the words which are worthy, specifically with the words that present Him as worthy. I think so many times in our current culture, we have this tendency to want to be liked, to want to be attractive, to want people to draw near to us. And it's true as individuals, it's also true as a church community. And there's this balance of choosing worthy words which speak for God, which present Him in a worthy manner, versus choosing words which, well, in a sense, turns us toward the people rather than the people toward God. It's not that our heart should not go out to people, but it's choosing words which draw them into relationship with Jesus rather than drawing us away from relationship with Jesus. I think about the words of Jesus as the crowds would gather around Him, and they kept growing and growing, and everybody wanted to see Jesus. Everybody wanted to hear Jesus. He was the happening thing. And then He starts speaking worthy words about Himself, about His Father, about the value of His body and His blood. The Bible says the crowds began to walk away from Him, not following Him any longer. And you know the thing that's missing in that whole narrative? Is Jesus telling the disciples, well, go get Him back. We'll give them more bread. We'll tell them what they want to hear. No, that's not the response of Jesus. The response of Jesus is actually more depressing in a sense. He turns to the disciples and says, are you going to leave me too? But they had caught it. Their response is, well, where would we go? You are the only one with words of life, with worthy words. When we begin to sound more like the world than we sound like Christ, we've failed to use worthy words. We've brought God down to be like us rather than bringing us up to be like Christ. As you think about choosing worthy words, I wonder what those sound like to you. Are there people in your life whose words carry worth, value to you just because of who they are? If so, what makes it that way? What about them makes their words worth more to you than the words of someone else? Are there words that are used in some situations, some settings that seem to have value to you, that are worthy words, that when the same words are used in a different context, don't have that same value? If so, what about the context, what about the setting makes them to be worthy words? As I think about the prayer focus for this week that I've put out is on sharing hope. You want to talk about worthy words, words that share the value of Jesus. It's the words of hope. It's the words of encouragement. It's the words that say to people, you have value because you're created in God's image. You are loved because God has called me as His child to love you. You see, the worthy words that come from God because they come from His Word. You see, we can do that without turning our words specifically to the words that the New Testament writer would say simply tickle the ears. See, the worthy words are words which proclaim the worth of God. They're words which are true and right. And they're words which are needed. Today, as you spend time praying, think about the words that you value. Think about the words that God values. Compare those two lists. See how much your words are the words that are valued by God. And think about the words that you use about God. It's fascinating. For some reason, the Twitter likes to email me suggestions from a very different perspective than I would typically follow. I'm not sure why they choose that. It's almost like it's this intentional, we're going to promote this one agenda no matter what. They're not people that I follow on Twitter. They're not subjects that I follow on Twitter. It's as if there's this effort to fill my mind with words which I believe are unworthy. And we live in a culture that our mind is constantly being filled. And if we spend much time at all on social media, if we spend much time at all watching the news, or worse yet, just watching television in general and being inundated with the political advertisements, we find that without even noticing it, our minds have been filled with words which are very unworthy. Words which do not honor Christ, which do not share the value that He has to us. And so as you consider, as you spend time with God, ask Him to help you to evaluate how you speak about Him and how the things that you've allowed to fill your mind influences the words that you use. When you consider God's call to be His child, His ambassador, His spokesman, one who would share the value of who He is. Think about what that sounds like to a world, to a community, to a neighbor, to a coworker who needs hope. Do they know that God, that the God you worship, the Savior that you claim is the most valuable thing in all of your life? Do your words proclaim the worth of Jesus? You see, when I think of worthy words, I think of words that honor God. I think of words that lift up Jesus. I think of words that build His reputation, that speak of the transforming work that He has done, that He's willing to do, that He wants to do in everyone. When you speak worthy words, what do people hear? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are indeed a God that is worth everything we could ever express. Your love for us is so incredible, so great, so complete that there's nothing else like it. Father, as we consider the words that we use, I pray that You would help us to refine so that we would be those who speak worthy words and not unworthy ones. That we would be considered valuable as Your spokesman, because the words that we speak are worthy, because they proclaim Your worth. Father, as we speak words to people, maybe we'd be very careful not to cross a line into speaking unworthy words because it's what they want to hear. Continue to give us wisdom and courage to speak worthy words in a manner that will be heard. May our worthy words match the life that we live so that people would be more inclined to listen. Father, as we consider the words that we allow into our mind and into our ears, into our life, may we evaluate every one of them for their value, for their worth, and may we filter out those which are unworthy. May we continually fill ourselves with the worthy words of Scripture so that the words that come from our mouth, the words which come from our keyboards and from our social media accounts, would indeed be worthy words. Fathers, I pray for the children in our homes, in our communities, in our churches. I pray that the words that we speak to them would be filled with value because they're words designed to train and encourage and disciple and teach them about Jesus. Father, by watching and listening to us, may they learn the value of worthy words, of good words, of words which are filled with honor. Father, today, as we live life, may we consider those around us that are struggling, that are hurting, that are broken. And when we have opportunity, may the words we share with them be worthy words. May they be words that they receive as having value. And Father, if that means investing more of our life in people, then help us to do that. That our words would not be empty. That would not come across to those who hear them as simply brushing them off. Father, as our words lift up Jesus, as they share the value that he has in our life, may we listen and look and understand those who would hear us. May we notice beyond what they want to hear to recognize what they need to hear. Father, just as some of the most valuable and worthy words that have been spoken into my life, it took me a while to get. May we not give up speaking worthy words just because someone hasn't followed them. They've not been received like we wanted them to be. May we continue to love and care and listen so that our words, which are worthy, would continue to flow. May our actions soften the minds of people so that the worthy words that come from your word would not only be planted into their life, but they would take root and bear much fruit. Father, today, may we be mindful of every opportunity that we have. May our words have value, not because they're filled with our wisdom or because they're filled with anything that we could put into them, but may they have value because they represent Jesus. And as we share those words of Jesus, as we share the hope, the encouragement, the grace, the forgiveness that he has offered that we have already claimed, may those around us see the value. To such an extent that they would respond. Father, may today we lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that you have a day that is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.